Yeah. This is a news according to me. Well, as you know, Omicron is here. I have no cup. All I have is a bottle of water here. It's a gigantic bottle of water. It is the 1.5 liter, one quart size. Of water. It's got to be more than a quart. 1.5 liter. One quart, 18.7 fluid ounces. Yeah, there's more than a quart. Yeah. So, I've got this giant bottle of water. It's about half empty. That's what I'm drinking. I'd like to discuss, I want to jump right into this whole Omicron thing. Omicron. Some people say. It's not going to be a real long show this evening. Shabbat Shalom, by the way, as we enter into this Sabbath moment. The time right now is 6:17 on the East Coast, and I am on the East Coast. I'm actually in Burlington, Vermont right now. I had to come back to Burlington this evening. I was going to get the show in earlier in the day. Kind of got busy. Had a couple naps get in the way. An appointment with a nap. I'll be heading out of here early in the morning. I guess I'm going to Asheville, North Carolina tomorrow. And is it North Carolina? South Carolina. One of the Carolinas. In the Carolinas. Tomorrow. I'll be in there fairly early in the day. And possibly do another show. Depends on what happens. I'm a little bit not so much perplexed by what everything that's happening in the news with the COVID issues, as much as I'm just continually astounded and amazed at the ridiculousness of this thing. Now, as I called it the other day, I said there's more than one case. They said they tracked down this case of Omicron in San Francisco. This guy came here, of course, on the back of someone who was vaccinated. Now, I think Fauci actually made a mistake. I think because you've noticed, they haven't talked about whether or not any of the other cases now that have been popping up all over the country, whether or not those have been vaccinated or not. The second case that they reported, that the news media reported, was a guy who was in Minnesota, who had just come back from New York, had not spent any time outside the country. Which means it's all over the place already, and of course now we're finding cases all over the country. I think at least as of this report, I believe the last time I saw a map lit up, there was five different states that had Omicron in it. Now, you have to consider this guy traveled from New York to Minnesota, I assume on an airplane. Maybe he drove. I don't know. But either way, he exposed himself to he exposed the virus to who knows how many people on his trip from New York. Or supposedly he got it. Maybe he got it in Minnesota. Who knows? Now, already, Fauci is saying we have community spread. Now, I understand what he means by that, but he makes it sound like it's already in the community. It's already everywhere. It's not really everywhere, but it's rapidly going to be everywhere not so long. Because this, you have to understand, this virus is very sneaky. It has an incubation period that's fairly long. And it can travel around quite a bit and spread before symptoms are even noticed. Of course, they're making a big deal out of the whole vaccine. Get your vaccination, get your booster, get your vaccination, get your booster. Now, the World Health Organization has come out and basically said that the booster is being overblown. First of all, if people are healthy, people shouldn't be getting a booster when we have large numbers of the population of the world haven't been vaccinated yet at all. So they're all upset about that. One of the issues that of course, we're running into is this thing is traveling around. The symptoms of Omicron apparently are much more mild. Now, there's a couple of questions I have, and I can't find the answers to this. And I have only seen one little paper that was somewhat informative. However, I cannot verify that this paper was accurate or not. And it's very much an outlier. But this paper supposedly came from an office within the Biden administration. And apparently, all the people who have had COVID, the Omicron, Elixicron thing, have been vaccinated, supposedly. This could be a very weird situation. But of course, they have to use any kind of any attempt at fear. Now that they're not saying that, nobody's come out and said that. All you hear is Omicron is coming for you. You better get vaccinated. So again, they're using this as a wedge, as a lever, as a scare tactic to get people to get the vaccine. Now, I recently just found out that a family member of mine that just got hospitalized yesterday, younger than me. He, I don't know if he checked in the hospital yesterday. I think it was yesterday or last, or 2 evenings ago. Not doing really well. And, you know, he had some other issues. However, he's a fairly young guy, and he's having some serious struggles at the moment. I'm not sure what kind of treatments he's getting, whether he's getting monoclonal treatments or if he's getting any kind of, I'm sure that he's not getting ivermectin or anything like that. He's probably too late in the stage now for, any kind of other therapeutics to work other than Regeneron. Regeneron is a monoclonal, the way I understand it. Now, we have a lot of conflicting news here, a lot of conflicting information. We're out here being told that, that Omicron's there, and they're using Omicron as Omicron's coming. It's going to be, they're not talking about the fact that it's got milder symptoms. Now, Dr. Campbell has come out and said this is actually good news that the Omicron variant seems to be mutated into something that has much more mild symptoms. And still, Fauci still downplaying natural immunity, saying that the shots, the vaccines are, it's a must thing. You just have to get a vaccine because we just can't rely on the natural immunity to be effective. Is anyone besides Rand Paul going to call this phony out on his vested interest in Pfizer and Moderna? This guy is a shill for Big Pharma. I am convinced he is making a fortune, absolute fortune, from the kickbacks and whatever else is happening with him in this situation. He should not be in the position he's in. He was up to his eyeballs in investments in the Wuhan lab. This guy's he's a crook. And I saw Neil Cavuto giving him the time of day the other day, having an interview with him and treating him like he was his best buddy, joking around about things. I'm sorry, Neil. I lost respect for Neil a long time ago. Neil is a big government establishment Republican, if you want to call him that, at best. I used to respect Neil Cavuto. I do not anymore. I lost a lot of respect for him about 4 years ago. Made some comments. Sorry, Neil. He kind of showed his colors at that time. So that's all I got to say about that. Now, in the midst of all this, and of course, no one would call, Neil wouldn't call out Fauci on this stuff either, which I think is absolute, just irresponsible. But, who am I? I'm not a doctor, lawyer, life coach, financial advisor, specialist, scientist, virologist. I'm just a guy without a microphone right now. The only microphone I have right now is in my laptop. I thought I had a regular microphone. It's not here. I don't know why. I don't have it with me. I usually carry it in my bag unless somebody took it. I don't know. Maybe it got stolen. I don't know. I usually have another microphone with me, but I don't have it with me now. So there you go. I find it alarming and disturbing, and again, just very disconcerting that we are now going back into potential lockdowns again over this whole thing. It's interesting that Big Pharma never came out with a vaccine specific to the Delta variant, even though there were plenty of studies that were showing that natural immunity was much more effective against the Delta variant than the vaccines were. But they didn't care. Just get your vaccine. And it will. It supposedly will help with symptoms. Now, I have this report from a man from Israel. Let me see if I can find his actual credentials here. I'm not sure if it says what it is in the article or not. It was kind of interesting. Immunization expert. All it says immunization expert. Yeah. Unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. World Health Organization European Advisory Group of Experts in Immunization, former Vice President Professor Christian Perrone, yesterday said that all vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. Now, this is interesting what he's saying here. This is some reports that are coming out. This goes on, the article goes on to say, Perrone specializes in tropical pathologies and emerging infectious diseases. He was chairman of the Specialized Committee on Communicable Diseases of the High Council of Public Health, confirming the rapidly deteriorating situation in Israel and the UK. The infectious disease expert stated, quote, vaccinated people should be in quarantine and should be isolated from the society, end quote. Now, my commentary on this is interesting. I find this interesting. Israel and the UK, right now Israel has one of the highest populations for any country of being fully vaccinated. They are experiencing some issues there that nobody's talking about. Ireland, same way. Ireland has a very high rate of vaccination per capita, and they're having some other issues. There are reports that there are some hospitals now that are full of other diseases, not COVID-related, that have sprung up among vaccinated individuals. In other words, vaccinated people are coming in with other health issues, and hospitals are filling up to capacity because of that. That's all speculation and rumor. I don't have any reports or data on that at all. He went on to say, quote, unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. It's proven in Israel now. I'm in contact with many physicians in Israel. They're having big problems. Severe cases in the hospitals are among vaccinated people. And in UK, also, you have the larger vaccination program, and also there are problems. He has kind of an accent. Not necessarily, he didn't speak, I don't think English is his first language. This is why this is saying it this way. He goes on to say, the current working group on the COVID-19 pandemic in France was reported to be, quote, utterly panicked, end quote, on receipt of the news, fearing pandemonium if it follows the guidance of the experts. Israeli Dr. Kabi Hafeev told Channel 13 News, 95% of seriously ill patients are vaccinated, fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 90% of hospitalizations. We are opening more and more COVID branches. The effectiveness of vaccines is declining or disappearing. This is a complicated issue because what we come down to at some point here is that, is it possible that the vaccines work very well at mitigating symptoms. Now, we continue to find more and more people of notability that are in the news, that are in the public sphere, who are getting COVID and they're vaccinated. So don't tell me that it's only spreading among the unvaccinated. Omicron itself, we know, has been spreading among... Now, the other people who've been tested positive with the Omicron variant, all of a sudden we're not hearing about whether or not they were vaccinated or not. Which leads me to believe that they probably are. Because if they weren't, they would be making a big deal out of it. And I have to agree with what this doctor said. It's what I've been saying all along. Actually, the vaccinated people are the ones who are carrying the virus around undetected because they are asymptomatic. The idea of breakthrough infection is actually kind of a misnomer because there's actually now some evidence, according to some data, that vaccinated people are just as susceptible to carrying or contracting the virus as an unvaccinated individual. The problem is you can't tell that they have symptoms. They're not being tested. In many cases, if you're fully vaccinated and you have a vaccine passport, you are not required to be tested to get on an airplane. That's got to change. Now, what this report from this doctor is implying is that people who've been vaccinated are now coming down with other health issues. Now, stop and think about this, though. You have to kind of take this with a grain of salt. And the reason, here's what I'm saying about that, is if you have 95% of your population is vaccinated, it bears to think that 95% of your hospitalizations are going to be vaccinated people, because that's just a cross segment of the population. Because they're just talking about all kinds of hospitalizations. That's what they're talking about. Which is, you know. Now, he's also implying, however, through this, that there are more people suffering from other illnesses. In other words, the rate of illness has gone up. And he's implying that the vaccination is causing that, these other issues. Now, you have to remember, a lot of the population that was initially vaccinated was the elderly population. They were the first ones to get vaccinated. They're the first ones to get boosters. So it would bear to, you know, stand to reason that the first people who are being hospitalized are elderly people with other issues. That's kind of a normal logical math thing that you could imply with that. So the data is not very clear on this. We have to kind of take that with a grain of salt. However, there are a lot of other issues. Now, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and there's another vaccine that's similar to the Johnson & Johnson, and I believe that possibly the Sputnik vaccination is the same way, that it also has the same type of vaccine. It's not an mRNA vaccine. If it is not aspirated, and that's the way it's injected, it has to be injected into the muscle, not into a vein. If it's not injected into the muscle, it can actually cause more spike protein issues, and this is where people start to have heart issues and blood problems. That's typically. If it's aspirated properly and administered properly, they have much fewer problems with those vaccines. Now, the mRNA, I don't believe the mRNA vaccine is the same the way I understand it. It's not as important that it goes into the muscle, but I think it's still supposed to be there. Now, in fact, most vaccines, you put the vaccine in your arm, and the place where you give the shot, it typically, the body carries antibodies from that point. in this particular case with the mRNA vaccine, the one thing that they're finding and the interesting thing that, that some doctors are saying is this vaccine breaks out of that area and goes throughout the entire body, which is unusual for a vaccine. Another guy says that there's little issues with these little bitty, there's a chemical inside the vaccine itself that is actually causing an issue with these little tiny microscopic sharp objects, basically. He calls them micro razor blades that are pumping through people's bodies now. And he's correct in his science if he's talking about the... I can't remember what the name of the chemicals are. I just remember that it's some kind of an oxide that's in these things, and if that's the case. Now, I don't know. I don't know what's in them. I'm taking his word for it. There's all kinds of crazy charlatans out there that'll tell you what, you know, all kinds of weird things too. So we have to kind of take some of these things with a grain of salt. However, sometimes there's the problem with that is then you get caught up in kicking everything out. You end up as they say, throwing the baby out with bathwater. Some of these issues. So this is all, this whole show is just going to be just about this because it has become extremely unsettling for me. And at a time when, I did want to bring up one other thing, and I don't, like I said, I'm a person who voices, when I hear someone's voice, when I hear someone talking, I can sometimes recognize things just because I'm so used to listening to vocal stuff all the time. I've had some years of recording myself as well as recording other people and just working with recordings and audio in general. And I've always kind of had a little bit of a, maybe a natural ability to detect things in sound in terms of frequency. I've had a lot of sensitivity to certain frequencies in the room and that kind of thing. If I walk into I think I've told this story before, but if I walk into I walk into a church service, music is going on and there is, let's just say they're not, doing sound real well. Not mixing the sound very well. I can become so uncomfortable in some circumstances where there's too much, of a certain frequency in the room, I have to leave the room. Or it's extremely distracting to me to the point where I can't, I just can't think. I can't think past it. Sometimes it's just a matter of moving to a different place in the building or in the room because of certain frequencies gathering in certain places in the room. I know bass tends to kind of wallow up in the corners. If you happen to be off in a corner of a room, bass frequency waves are very long and they can do some weird things in a room. Same thing with high frequencies and even some vocal frequencies in the 12 to 1500 range can become very annoying. So... just certain things like that, I'm sensitive to. Having said all that, I want to talk a little bit about Joe Biden. He was at a press conference, I believe, earlier this morning, or maybe it was some kind of a meeting of some sort, and he was answering questions from the media. Something's wrong with Joe. And I'm not talking about just his mental state. I'm talking about something physically wrong with him. I don't know if we could actually trust right now the news media or the administration to tell us if Joe Biden got COVID. I doubt that they would tell us. It's very difficult for me to believe that Joe has not had COVID already. Or that he won't get COVID by the end of the year. All that time he spent in the basement during the campaign, and of course they made a big deal out of Trump getting COVID. Now, I am going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here. MSNBC continues on with this giddy rhetoric as if they're going after Meadows, and they're going after some of Trump's staff members, Steve Bannon, some people like that, getting them for contempt of court, getting your contempt of Congress, some other issues that they're going after these people on. This is outrageous. It is absolutely stupid. If you didn't know anything about the history of these particular crimes that they're going after them on, this is nothing but a political witch hunt. Again, they continue to go on after this stuff, and they make stuff up as they go, and they just continue to make it sound like they're just one step away from getting Trump put in jail. Of course, a lot of it has to do with the January 6th event and all this other stuff. And they continue to use that as a fourth time that they're going to try to impeach the president. He's not even a president right now. But just some way that they can charge him to keep him from running again. That's what their concern is. They don't want the guy to run again. Because they're terrified of the guy. Now, I'm not even sure I want the guy to run again. I think we need a Trump-like figure. Nobody can replace Trump, don't get me wrong. But I don't know that there's enough good. I don't know. I think that the next 4 years are going to be very, very interesting. And I'm worried that we're not going to be able to make it that far, basically. I just don't think we're going to make it that far, personally. So that's my theory on this whole thing at this point. Just because I something's got to give. We haven't gone a year, and we have massive problems. Now, I do know that now all of a sudden Biden's talking about putting back in place the asylum, you know, thing, the agreement with Mexico, that the people coming to wanting asylum from the United States have to apply in Mexico. You know, and why not? Because they've already got a couple million people that have come in, so they got their 2 million that they needed to swing the election, 2 or 3 million, whatever's come across the border already. And however many they can get across the border in the next 3 years, or next year's election. Next year is an election year. We'll see how that goes. My concern is that the Republicans are going to win in a landslide. The Republicans will then be too scared to do anything to reverse any policies because obviously, they're basically the party of just stand still. Try to defend things, not make any progress on anything, not push back on anything, just kind of stop things if they can. And they're tentative about that because they're concerned that if they do that, they're going to lose the next election. Well, we got to be centrists now. Can't take a real stand on anything because that'll, what's going to happen. Then we won't win next election. We're going to take a beating. No, it's not going to happen. Next two elections should be in the can for the Republicans without any problem at all. Now, the problem is if the Republicans win the Senate and the House, they can stop the president from the crazy agenda. And, of course, that makes the president look better. And people forget. People will forget what happened in the first 2 years. I have no question about that. Because people can't remember 3 weeks. What happened 3 weeks ago? They move on to the next crisis or the next big thing. MSNBC, however, cannot seem to move away from their hysteria over the recent president that we had the last 4 years. They're still locked in their Trump derangement syndrome issues. So, where do we go from here? I would propose to you that you pay attention. Inform yourself as best you can. Look at as much information from all sides and even places that are unconventional as much as you can. And then weigh out. Use your discernment Don't just try to trust someone blindly. Gather as much information whether it's wacky or not. And then you decide whether it's wacky or not. Ask some critical questions of this information that you're getting, whether it's from me or from anybody else. And I'm hoping that that's what I'm doing here with this podcast, actually, is that I'm providing an avenue for showing you, like, I will pour over a bunch of news reports, data, some of the reporting from other places, some of the direct information that I'm getting from some, whoever they are, people involved in whatever it is, whether it's COVID or whatever it is. And I have lived long enough that I can sometimes cut through some of the clutter, some of the fog. A lot of that I give credit to Rush Limbaugh for, because Rush Limbaugh didn't tell me what to think. He taught me how to think. I observed him for a long time and saw how he would stick to some underlying basic principles that he used to guide him through discernment of what was going on in the times. And a lot of times that was just knowing. He said, he would say, I know leftists better than the back of my hand. And he would call them out all the time. He would say, this is what they're doing, this is what they're going to do, this is what they're going to do, because he knows leftists. He would say he knows liberals, but it became leftists at some point. Traditional liberals are not in existence anymore, from what I can see. We are rapidly once again approaching with this new Omicron virus variant thing. They are rapidly approaching just total ludicrousy and mayhem. There is talk now. I mean, in Germany, this is a done deal. Merkel now has said that they're going to go ahead and quarantine unvaccinated individuals. By that, mean they're into house arrest, basically, is what they're going to do to them. And yet, that will not stop the spread, by the way. You don't quarantine people who are healthy. You quarantine people who are sick. And we don't know, the problem with this vaccine is that people are confused about what a vaccine even is now, because the definition of a vaccine has been changed. The definition of an anti-vaxxer has been changed. Anti-vax people are people who have been vaccinated, but they just don't think they should have to mandate vaccines. That's considered an anti-vaxxer if you disagree with vaccine mandates. That's how ridiculous we've gotten with this thing. So that's where we are. And now, of course, as I hear my bumper music starting to play in my little background here, I just want to say, I want to reiterate, we need to have plenty of discernment. We need to be on our knees praying for our leaders, for each other, for our country, for our nation, and continue to lift up the weaker people among us. So I say to you again, Shabbat Shalom. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great night. God bless. And maybe I'll be back with you tomorrow. Take care. Night, everybody.